Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 15. And today's topic is self-love, the missing link in spirituality. In today's episode, we will explore the connection between unconditional self-love and spiritual growth. If we do not understand this connection, it is very common that one might think they are spiritual, but they keep hitting a wall in their growth and keep getting frustrated. Let's understand this missing link and expand together. Now, I have to say, this is where I get on fire. This is that topic. Once I discovered this missing link, everything started making sense to me. Everything in my life started making sense to me. Everything in the world started making sense to me. So I am so excited to share this part with all of you in the manner that it is being presented right now by me. So first, let's just define what spirituality is. Everybody has their own definition of spirituality. In my world, spirituality means your connection to your soul. Some people think being religious and spiritual is the same thing. It is not. I used to be a very religious person, but not spiritual. And I didn't know that. I thought I was such a spiritual slash religious person. But when the test of time came, that bridge shattered, broke, demolished. And that is when I understood that, you know, there wasn't that deep connection with my soul. I had no idea what my soul is. And when we don't have that connection, then we are just doing rituals. Then you're just going to the church every weekend because you should. Then you're praying five times because you should. Then you're going to whatever place of service you go to, or whatever your perception of God is. You're bowing down or offering whatever is so beloved to you, but it's not really getting you anywhere. And especially when the test of time comes, everything just falls apart. That is when there's not a solid spiritual connection. So now, what does it take for us to truly become spiritual? Truly create a deep connection with our soul. And that, my friend, is unconditional self-love. Self-love is one of the most misunderstood topic, especially in today's day and age. We think if you are caring for yourself, which is a basic human need, that means you are in self-love, or you are in that deep place of self-love. Well, just like any other thing, there are many levels to self-love. Where you are would define how connected you are to your soul, how much your soul is revealing itself to you. And where I take my clients, or where I am every day striving to go, is unconditional self-love, where there's no conditions put on me to love myself. I don't have to earn anything from me or even from other people. I don't have to earn rest. I don't have to earn a massage. I don't have to earn a vacation. Where I can truly understand and I can give it to myself, because everything I give to myself, I give it to my soul, and that creates that deep connection. Now, you might be listening and saying, Alia, I'm a very spiritual person, and I love myself a lot too. And I'm pretty sure it's unconditional love. It's very possible you're already there. But let me just ask you a few questions. What are your biggest fear? What do you worry every single day? When you wake up in the morning, do you feel anxious for the day? Does the unknown scare you? Are you afraid of losing a loved one? What's going to happen tomorrow? What happened yesterday? Does that haunt you? Now, I'm using the word haunt. I'm not saying it comes and, you know, just visits you. If any of that is true, and now only you can answer to those questions, no one can do that for you. No one is inside your head. That is where honesty becomes the most important tool for growth. If you answered yes to any of those questions, my friend, there's so much for you to travel. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's so much distance for you to travel because this is a forever journey. I will never say that I'm already there because there's no there. So that is the first layer that I want to introduce to you, getting rid of retirement mindset. If you already tell yourself, I am unconditionally in love with myself and I don't need to learn anymore, that is exactly where you're stopping. And this is a journey where we never stop. If you want to reveal another layer of your soul, you would end up going another layer, unconditional self-love. And there are infinite layers to peel because me and you are infinite being. And that is how this universe is structured. Keep going. You'll find more. You keep going, you'll find more. When we start looking at self-love or spirituality, one day I'll get there and then I can stop. That is the wrong path to be on. This path never stops. So now let's dig deeper into what is self-love? I know I mentioned a little bit what spirituality is. It's a deep connection with your soul. There's nothing standing between you and your soul. When you pray, you feel your soul. You feel God. When you do anything, you could be just cleaning your home. You can feel that presence moving through you. You can feel it's actually your soul doing this through you. You can feel the presence of God. When you are met with a trigger or a difficult situation, you can recognize it's your soul walking through it. You're just a channel. Now, that is spirituality to me. If a religious structure is not going to get me there, then I need to question myself and ask, what is it that I am not understanding? Because personally, I believe every single religion, if you practice it the way it's supposed to be, it's supposed to lead you to spirituality. But the problem is if it is not taught to you the way it's supposed to be, and you don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, what is the reason behind it, you're not going to feel connected to spirit. And that's why a lot of people are saying, I'm not religious, I'm just spiritual. I don't follow any religion. I just follow in spirituality. That's why that kind of terminology is becoming more common. I call myself Muslim and I practice Islam. The more I understand self-love, the more I understand why I do what I do and how it's helping me connect with my soul. So I would just say I am a much better Muslim today than I was, let's say, 10 years ago when I was actively studying Islam, because I was just studying rituals. I was not understanding why am I supposed to do specific things and how they are deepening my connection with my soul. So now let's go to self-love. So what self-love truly is, where I can love the being that lives within me, using my conscious mind, my physical senses, I can recognize that there is a being that lives within me and through me, and I am going to love that divine being. So now what does that mean? I am not going to depend on someone else for my rock. My rock is my being, my soul. I am not going to be afraid of anyone outside of me. And right there, I'm going to stop and I'm going to take you guys in a tangent. Now, when it comes to most religion, I'm just saying most religion because, you know, maybe there are other religion that I am not aware of. There's a lot of fear put in when it comes to God. Be afraid of God. God will punish you. You better do this, otherwise this. It's almost like you're always afraid of being put in timeout. That is not spirituality. That is not the nature of God. Whatever I will do, which is not in alignment with my soul, will self-correct itself in this lifetime or next lifetime. But that is not God doing it to me. That is not God saying, okay, I'm mad at you. Now I'm going to punish you. That is me doing it to myself because I didn't understand in that moment, or I needed to go through this process to have a deeper understanding of my life, of my truth, of my true essence, or this universe in itself. So when God looks at us, me and you, there's only love. We've been created by love. We've been created through love. We are created to love. We are created for love. And if you feel afraid of God, right there, I would say, really do some deep digging and soul searching and going out and learning from teachers that you might not usually learn from, because there is something huge that you're missing out. I cannot even imagine being afraid of God and then feeling his love. I pray 5 times. I don't pray it so I can get into heaven. I pray it because I know how these 5 prayers are designed to help me connect with my soul and draw more light from my soul. Because when I am living in this physical experience, I'm living with darkness and light. I need more light. Just like I need more water to stay hydrated, I need more light. And I am so grateful that those 5 prayers have put in throughout my day and the timing that they have been put in. I understand how that is the perfect moment for my soul or for me to draw energy, light from the non-physical dimension. So when I pray, there's no fear involved. There's only love involved. Thank God you put it there. Thank you so much for putting it there. You're putting this water out here so I can come and drink it 5 times and stay hydrated. So no matter what religion you follow, if there is fear in there, my friend, you're not going to experience the sweetness of the connection that you will experience with your soul. Because what fear does, it keeps you away. Fear is darkness. There's no such thing as good fear and bad fear. Fear is fear. One thing that some of my teachers have mentioned, which I'm personally still trying to understand, I don't 100% understand, but I'll share it with you. Maybe somebody listening to it understand this concept. So when I truly submit to the oneness of God and the power that he is and the love I have for him, I can have that slight concern. Like, you know, that I am replenishing myself enough where I do experience his presence enough. So that's why maybe I'll be doing extra things all the time. Maybe now I'm praying 5 times. Now I am, like, you know, understanding the revelation better. Maybe I am reading another spiritual text, which helps me understand things better. Maybe now I'm using quiet time to ponder. Maybe I'm using time in nature to ponder. Maybe I'm using the frequency and the sound to align more with my soul. All the things that I'm doing it from a place, God, I want to connect deeper with you. So there's a concern that I wanna go deeper. I wanna go deeper tomorrow. I wanna go even deeper today than I did yesterday. But it cannot be a full-blown fear, especially the kind of fear us human experience every single day. Because if that comes between you and the non-physical dimension, you're not going to experience anything. Then there is a pipe dream that you're trying to follow. So if anywhere within you, there's fear of another human, of another being, of devil, of like, you know, your past or your past relationship, even for those of us who believe in past lives, of your past life, if there's any kind of fear, that's not self-love. That means you are still away from you. Because if you're truly connected with you, there would be no room for anyone else to exist or anything else to exist. But granted, it's a process. It's not going to happen in a day. I am still on this journey. You're still going to be on this journey. It is not coming to end anytime soon. Another aspect of self-love is when we care, like, you know, when we are afraid of other people abandoning us, when we are afraid of other people rejecting us, when our validation is coming from other people, when we are pleasing other people, when we are staying in lack. That is, again, is a sign that we are not truly connected with our soul. Now, some people, they go to the spirituality route. So what they do, they start indulging themselves in different spiritual practices, and they are working on that, and that now they're just like, am I good enough yet? Why am I not hearing the spirit? So they have not really worked on self-love yet. They are diving deep into the spiritual end of things, but mostly going through rituals, meditating, burning incense, clearing our space, and somewhere, somehow, fear is coming in. I dabble into a lot of communities. I have friends who are purely into spiritual community. I have friends who are purely into coaching. They do understand what self-love is. And then I have friends who are in both worlds all at the same time. When we don't do the inner work and we try to become a spiritual person, that is a recipe for frustration. Because I didn't clean up the darkness that is within me. And I'm just hoping somehow I will make the contact with my non-physical self. While non-physical self, that contact, I might make it like, you know, once or twice. And what some people start doing, we start to go into using substance to get to higher state of consciousness by using all kind of substance. And then we are like, you know, I almost touched the spirit. I could feel it. My friend, that is a temporary solution. We cannot bypass our connection with spirit. We will end up doing the inner work. And that inner work is unconditional self-love. Nurturing unconditional self-love. I challenge myself every single day about this whole concept of unconditional self-love. Every single day I'm looking for where is it not unconditional? Can I find a gap? And being 100% honest, pretty much every single day I find a gap. And some days, multiple gaps, but then I get to work on them. So if you are just in the self-love dimension and you're like, you know what? I have cut out all the people from my life who are toxic. The magical word that we use these days, toxic, even though in my opinion, we are the most toxic person to ourselves. And now I am journaling, I am juicing, and I am going for the career that I am so passionate about, and I am doing all these things, and I don't believe in God, or I don't believe in my religion, and I am the one who's going to make it happen, and I'm going to make it happen. My friend, that is, again, is not the energy of unconditional self-love. That's ego. Unconditional self-love is when I can love the person who have hurted me the most just as much as I would love myself. Now, you might say, Alia, how's that even possible? When I go down the path of unconditional self-love, the spiritual connection happens automatically. Because when I start loving myself without any conditions, then I start loving you without any condition. I also recognize me and you are one soul. We came from the one source. And if you are mistreating me, that means light is working through you to guide me. If you are mistreating me instead of saying bad things to you, I'm going to work on what can I learn from it. And then I'm going to evaluate, is this relationship good for both of us? Because if it's hurting me, it must be hurting you to hurt me. Because you are also part of me. We are part of the same whole. So I can release this relationship, not because you're toxic, because our work mutually is done. And if we are meant to connect again later on, we'll connect again. But whatever you signed up to teach me, you are teaching me. And my job is to take the lesson and still love you and release you. Not because you're toxic. That is, my friend, unconditional self-love. And unless we get to that level of unconditional self-love, we, like, you know, spirituality is just going to be a dream that we think we are living, just how I thought I was such a spiritual and religious person, but my life situation and circumstances proved that wasn't true. And there are so many people who think they are spiritual and they completely bash out or they dislike other people, other modalities, and they don't hesitate to say bad things about them. Another aspect is when I think that I am so loving, I am this, I am that, and I don't even know how to receive. Now that is another problem when we claim to be spiritual people. When we say I'm so spiritual, we are just this fountain that is just going on and on and on, and that is giving, 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 and we're like, spirit is just, you know, giving through me. I'm such a giving person. And then what happened? Then we get depleted, and then we get sick. And then we're just like, why spirit is not healing me? Well, spirit didn't say those things to you to begin with, to, like, you know, give without keeping anything for yourself. So let's unpack that as well. Unconditional self-love is a balance of giving and receiving. And first and foremost, I need to get to a place where I can receive my love. If I cannot receive my love, I cannot receive love from anyone else. That's when I become a giver. That's when I'm like, I'm just such a giving person. I'm going to give, 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 and give. Because giving is considered noble. But you know, my friend, in the universal structure, what is noble is a balance. Balance of giving and receiving. There is a three-column system within our own body, within every single thing that exists in this universe. There's a three-column system. One, the right side is giving, left is receiving, and the middle is restricting. So when I feel like I need to give 7 days a week because I'm such a giving person, that is coming from a place of lack. that is not coming from a place of spirituality or spirit is guiding me. That is my wounds are guiding me because I didn't do the inner work to create that rock solid relationship between me and my soul. Where the love have not become unconditional, I'm trying to prove my worth by measuring how much I can give. Or maybe that's how my mom was. I'm just living a pattern that I've been inherited. Now, what would be balanced, spiritual, from universe perspective? You give 3 days, you receive 3 days, and you restrict the seventh day. That is the day where you just be in balance. I know I'm just using the 7 days of week as a metaphorical example, but how would it look like in your every single day? If I am giving, let's say, we'll just stick to family. If I am giving to my family starting from the morning, I also need to create a room in my day where I'm receiving from my family. And I also would love to create, right? Really need to create a time where I'm not doing anything. I'm not receiving. That is the time of stillness. That is the time of restriction. That is when I truly get to balance. So if you're someone who think you are so spiritual and you're such a giver, my friend, there's a hole in your relationship between you and your soul. So repair that. Do the inner work. Define your worth all over again. And go that extra mile to unconditional self-love. Find that balance of giving and receiving. And I can assure you, the connection you're going to experience with your soul then is going to be much stronger than where you are right now. So if you're a person who, again, is very spiritual and you worry all the time, you even worry about, are you doing the rituals the right way? Did you use the right kind of sage or stone? Did you pray the right way? Did you do this thing right? Again, that is not self-love. And that is definitely not unconditional self-love. That is doubt and worry and confusion. And that is pure darkness. You're not touching the soul, that infinite being that you are in your spirituality. You're touching something, maybe sometime you're touching, but once you do that inner work, and once you recognize that there's no mistake that you can ever make, once you recognize that no matter what you do, it's perfect for that moment, no matter whatever you're doing, it is being acknowledged and accepted by the higher power because he's not keeping score on you to begin with. When you truly accept yourself just the way you are, that is unconditional love. And when you accept yourself, you also accept that infinite being that you are. That is when you truly start to taste the sweetness that comes with spirituality, with that deep connection with your soul. So self-love, and I use the word unconditional self-love, and spirituality go hand in hand. If I have my way of putting it out there, do the inner work of nurturing unconditional self-love, and spirituality is going to be a byproduct. That is what I do with my clients. None of my clients come to me because they want to be spiritual, but every single one of them leaves with a much deeper connection with their soul and with their creator. Just yesterday, I led one of my clients through this process of experiencing God in a way that she has never experienced before. And I could see the joy on that face. I could see the spark in the eyes. And at the end, she said, Alia, this is all I ever wanted. Because that's true. We all are souls. We all are divine being in this body. And we all deep down crave spirituality. We crave that deep connection with our non-physical self, that deep connection with our creator, where we can feel the presence of divine, where we can experience that, you know, this light is surrounding me, by activating our non-physical senses, because your skin is not going to feel it. Something deeper within you is going to feel it. We crave that. And if you truly crave that as well, you want to nurture that, I invite you to take the route of doing the inner work of nurturing unconditional self-love, healing the fears within you, healing the worries within you, healing the way you think that is not in alignment with your soul. That is when you're truly going to get to the path of real spirituality, of real spiritual growth. Otherwise, me and you, we both can pretend all day long we're spiritual, we are religious, we are so in love with ourselves, but we cannot lie to ourselves. Other people might see us like that, but you know, when we are alone with ourselves, we cannot lie. So I know where I am, you know where you are, and we have to make that decision from that place, from that authentic, honest place where the work is needed. I really hope that this conversation was moving for you. No matter where you are, it was moving for you. That are you depending on things outside of you to ground you, or are you truly connected with the being that is within you to ground you? And that is all, my friend. I will see you on the next episode, or you'll get to hear me next week. I'm sending you a lot of love. And if you do benefit from this podcast, from this episode, please share it with someone. You never know who will find their one true love within them through these conversations. Sending you all so much love. Bye.